Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Nobody can argue with Hootie. Good selection, Chris.
Who's country now?
I refuse to accept
that. Yes, that's true.
You don't have to accept it. They're country.
No, not they.
No.
He left.
Oh, they're back together. Maybe you missed that.
No, I was the one that told the show a year ago they were coming back together, but they're not going to do country.
Yes.
Darius Rucker is solo country, but Hootie is not country.
But they still tour as Hootie with him sometimes, right?
Yes.
I don't know what they're doing.
So he probably sings both. Probably sings the Hootie and the Blowfish stuff, and he probably mixes in some of his country stuff, too.
According to Craig, you have to give a good yee-hoo to be a country song, huh? Trying not to do that too close to the mic.
But that wasn't a country song. That was Hootie before he became Darius Rucker. And I saw Hootie in concert two or three times before they were even big, because they're from South Carolina.
Yeah, you were
love
groupie. Hootie.
Yeah. You were groupie.
Love Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah,
you were stalker, really, right? Tell me.
Well, we were big fans. We knew they were up and comers.
Were they South Carolina, like University of South Carolina?
Some were from Columbia, South Carolina, and some were from Charleston.
Okay.
And
So it's almost like an all-star band of South Carolina artists, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
No Clemson ties?
Clemson does have Lee Brice in country music.
Who's that?
Who played linebacker for Clemson.
And what does he sing?
Nothing you would know. Nothing you
How's
would
that
know.
Go?
Would anybody know?
Nothing you would know.
That's a little dismissive,
Is that
to
the
be
name
honest.
Of the song? Hold on. Reese's Genius says promo code Peter on Blue Chew commercial. Someone's funny. I actually came up with that. They asked me to come up with a code word for it, and that was. I thought,
he's got a song that it made me cry the first time I heard it. It's called Boy.
Boy?
It's called Boy. It's about his son growing up and like teaching him life lessons.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the song, the boy comes back and kind of the cycle starts over again.
So they copy
like Cats in the Cradle,
in
reverse.
Country style.
Except this time the son actually cares about the dad.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Hmm. All right. Seems like copycat material. All right, Rick.
As most music is today.
Sure.
He's got a good song called Drinking Class.
Drinking Glass?
Class. C-L-A-S-S. I belong to the drinking class.
Oh.
Basically, he's renamed the blue collar class as the drinking class.
Uh-huh. Typical country lyric, no doubt about it.
How's it go? Is it uppity?
Not really. I mean, it's got its parts, but it's not like a dancing song.
All right, while I watch Tiger Woods on 10 try to get through some trees on
the green. Oh, a really sad song called I Drive Your Truck. It's about his brother who goes off to war and dies, and then he has to come back, and he's always reminded of him when he drives his truck.
Again,
I don't
you're proving
hear that.
My point for me.
It's a great song.
Sad
it's
and depressing.
A great
no,
song.
When I was though. A country music DJ, I wanted to kill myself after every show. Hated it. It was so depressing. All right, while I watch Tiger, it's time now for Chris to do a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, tonight in the NBA, we only got two matchups. One is on TNT. I think it's the Clippers and the Celtics, but I've gotten off the page.
What a guess.
Yes, it is.
What a guess.
The other game is OKC at New Orleans. Earlier today, Houston Astros players led by Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve apologized in a brief statement to the baseball world. Dustin Pedroia not going to show up on Monday to training camp in Fort Myers. Sorry, spring training in Fort Myers because of a knee injury. I don't get this in there as well. Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard out of the All-Star game and three-point contest. Devin Booker going to replace him.
That's too bad.
Also, Alex.
Because that's a guy that's been trying to get on. Like, he's been a couple years ago, they were saying nobody ever notices him because he's in Portland. Now he can't even make the All-Star game because he's injured. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And also, Pedroia, Alex Verdugo, the outfielder they got from the Dodgers, may miss opening day with a back injury. Great.
All right. That's a shame. All right.
And Colin Kaepernick starting his own publishing company, Kaepernick Publishing.
Right. He's going to do his own. So he's self-publishing his memoir on Amazon. Right?
Am I the only one thinks that that's going to fail miserably?
Nobody's buying that book.
Or fail spectacularly. Which one is it?
You know what? Every talk show will put him on.
I don't care.
No, I know. Well, I know.
Will he do a talk show?
You can't make a publishing company on one book.
He will have to. But he'll have to go on these talk shows because he'll get invited onto everything. Trust me.
And yeah, but
that's the only way it's going to sell it.
He won't do sports interviews. He'll do Good Morning America.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. He'll go on Jimmy Kimmel.
He hasn't done any sports interviews since. No. What, all of a sudden, he's going
to
go do them now?
No, he did that. He did that one at the high school in Georgia.
He's not going to be able to sell his book without going on TV and promoting it because no one's going to buy it. Or a very small percentage of the country will buy it.
If all he does is an interview in Georgia, he'll sell 5 copies. That's it. Fact. Hockey Smell says, Craig sounds smug today. Do I? Do I smell? Do I sound smug?
Well, you always sound kind of smug.
I mean, I always have an air of confidence about me. There's no doubt about that.
Paratrooper says, Myrtle Beach Boys, Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's not true.
Well, I think he's saying maybe he saw them there.
Oh, okay.
See? You want to see how smug you are?
You are a little smug today.
I sound smug?
You're smug.
It's not really different, but yeah.
You know who also always sounds smug?
And you crack ass in the other room. Smug and cracker.
Rick Harrell, our sports business guru, always a little air of confidence about him as well. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Rick.
Wow. Hey, how about you guys calling me smug? How about pot, kettle?
Well, there's some truth there. Now, I know we've got the NBA All-Star Game and the Daytona 500, but I want to know what you're doing for Mrs. Harrell for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
She's up visiting children in Washington. So I think what I'm probably going to do in celebration is to go find FAU or go watch the Nationals workout. I haven't quite decided yet. That gives you an idea of the perspective of that. I know I'm a bad guy. That's, what about you?
Will you send yourself some candy or flowers and sign your wife's name so it looks like that you got something?
Well, I got plastic roses that I'm going to go send. No. They're going to be real. They're real.
That's top notch. All right.
They're real.
So 1 week in the books with the XFL. Are we declaring it a success so far?
Well, yeah, you know, I can't. I want to go see a game. I'm going to try to figure out. I'm in L.A. when Washington's in Washington and vice versa and all that. So I love the idea of the packed smaller stadiums. We flagged that early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what that does is kind of generate excitement about the whole process. And Oliver Luck and Vince McMahon, and they're not going to run out of money. And, you know, when you think about it, it's already a success because after week one, Bill Polian and Charlie Ebersole last year were already talking about where the next dollar was going to come from. Mm. So it's, I think survival with the XFL is victory. And then we'll see what happens. Do you expand beyond 8? You know, they got the country covered with 8 teams, but, you know, South Florida get one. How about cities that are avid NFL cities that want teams all year round? So we'll just have to see how that all works. I give them, you know, who knows what marks mean, but an A minus only because, you know, when you promise two and a half hour games, you don't have to promise 2.5 hour games, but if you promise it, you shouldn't deliver 3.5 hour games.
Yeah. Right. Well, one thing, too, is that Bob Stoops said today that Landry Jones isn't going to start this week. He was supposed to start last week, but they held him out for that knee injury. But he is going to start this week for Dallas, and he wasn't a backup to Ben Roethlisberger not too long ago. So, you know, if there's a face of this league, he's probably the best player in it, Landry Jones, and he's going to get to start for the Dallas Renegades on Sunday. So that'll be interesting.
Well, but, you know, what does the face of the league really mean? Is it, are we talking about guys like Herschel Walker who bidded up the salaries for everybody with USFL? Are we talking about guys who are, you know, team first, uniform first and second, and then the name third and fourth? That keeps the salaries down, mm-hmm. and the football may be competitive, but then you don't have the stars in the league. I think that's the balance they're trying to find.
I'll rephrase and say the most recognizable name, at least, that's in the league is probably Landry Jones.
Maybe.
Yeah,
is that fair?
I think that's probably right. I don't ever mean to go into a long diatribe to correct you. If that were the case, I would run out of time.
I was going to say, please feel free. Rick Harrell is with us, our sports business guru. All right, this question is right in your wheelhouse. So Jacksonville, we know, is going to play 2 football games in London now, 25% of their schedule or their home schedule. It's more profitable that way for Shad Khan. But isn't there like a $500 to $700 million development going on or planned for around the Jacksonville Stadium? Now, that whole development Is that in jeopardy? Is that still part of the plan, knowing they're going to get six home games instead of eight? What's the latest there?
No, it's part of the plan that was a sweetener that was thrown in. Probably a good idea, independent of the sweetener to keep the Jaguars in town, that Shot Khan and his fellow investor types put big money into that because it's needed and it's a good thing. And when you look at the numbers, it's not related to Sunday afternoons necessarily. So, you know, they need help at that building anyway. It would be great if a college team played there on a regular basis or that they had more concerts and such. But, yeah. You know, you don't. You have the Florida-Georgia game, and that's about it. You have a couple of concerts. So the development's not necessarily tied to a full home slate. You've got two games. You know that he's going to go elsewhere. If I'm Jacksonville and I knew tomorrow that I got to keep the team for maybe five or six games, but I couldn't get two, I would take that bet right away and I'd sign it long term. And remember, if you have a 17th game, you're probably going to rotate home and home, 1 year nine, 1 year eight. So it's going to get you an extra home game for real. So you could read it half empty, half full. I like the idea that Shot Khan is creating a larger financial pot for him. He took a big risk in Jacksonville at the time, and he's got international business. And I don't know if people in Jacksonville want anybody to say this, but if you don't have a full slate in Jacksonville, it's probably better than a team moving away for good 5 years from now.
Rick, being that it's we're celebrating today as a program, Sheepman and Shepherd, the birthday.
Why are we doing that?
Of Mike Krzyzewski's birthday today. I think he's 73.
Yeah.
Do you have any Mike Krzyzewski stories you could share with us, good, bad, or indifferent, or any Duke stories in general on the positive side?
On the positive side, absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, he wrote my foreword to my book of the Sports Business Handbook.
Yes.
Oh. How to get to you guys. I was kind of holding out for you guys to pay, but that ain't happening.
Oh, no.
So I need to get a couple of copies to you, and you know, Beasley can decide which two of the three of you crooks get them. And so when you think about it, he is a hero. He was told or asked by Jerry Colangelo to do my forward. Jerry wrote a chapter, and of course he worked with him with USA Basketball. Got to know him pretty well. My daughter, A. Cameron Crazy, I can send you some of the video. Mm-hmm. For 3-4 years at Duke, she was an individualist. Imagine that. She wore a pink hat in the front row so she could stand out in addition to the face paint and all the other garbage.
That sounds like a horror. Yes,
you know, she got into Harvard Law.
Yes.
And then she said to me, you know, Dad, I'm not really sure, but I think I could get a better legal education going to Duke. And I said, you shut up. You know, that's, I know what you want to do. You're going to Harvard because I did and you are, and I'm going to fly you there to Duke a couple of times a year just to see it. So she's in her second year. So, you know, we're going to the Duke UNC game and we're going to whatever. And then I told Coach K, I said, you know, you cost me 4 years of outrageous tuition at that school. You almost cost me 3 years of law school. You better, you know, stop that with all the future kids. And he just smiled.
Yeah.
Kinda cool.
Yeah. Well, I like this conversation because, as you know, Chris is a North Carolina fan and he's cringing hearing all this. And by the way, we learned today that Chris thinks Forrest Gump was a horrible movie. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think Chris is a horrible person, if that's the case, as far as judgment is concerned. How can you not like that? I mean, what? Why? The plot's not thickened? I mean, no,
I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. Rick, I said it was overrated, is what I said. That it's unrealistic to have somebody in all of those big events.
Oh, I see. Like you know, movies aren't half fiction.
Yeah.
So, like, right. You know, Superman lands and saves the world and catches a bullet and throws it back. That's overrated.
Holding out hope that can happen.
Yeah. Like when Superman spins and turns the world and it reverses itself. Yeah.
People just say that it's one of the greatest movies, and I disagree.
It has to be boring and accurate. Otherwise, it's overrated. Yeah. Is that your deal?
Bingo.
By the way, congratulations on that 13-point lead you had with 4 minutes left.
Oh!
It's been a tough enough season.
Hey, how about five?
Shepard, this will be the last time I'm talking to you, I guess. All right?
No, I don't know why we didn't lead with this. This is fantastic.
I like the 5-point lead with 20 seconds left better myself, but that's just me.
How about that, pal? I mean, that was – and by the way, who's an idiot? No, seriously, I will tell you this. I was up in Washington. I had a big, long day. I turned the game off. 4.5 minutes, I turned it off. I said, this sucks.
Chris did too. He said he didn't watch overtime.
So neither of you two watched this game. This is unbelievable.
This is going down the tubes real quick, guys. We got to get it back on track.
Hey, Rick,
what, on track what? I like this track.
This is a great track.
Hey, Rick, this track.
Let me ask you about the Astros again. I don't know if you heard any of the press conferences today. Jim Crane made an ass out of himself. Nothing new. Alex Cora, Bregman, the whole thing. But from a business standpoint, is it from a business standpoint, Major League Baseball, I know for me, and I know all these baseball packages around every single cable system in the country, you will get every single game free for a couple of weeks. I'll be glued to every Astros game. I can tell you that based on, you know, to see who gets beaned, who doesn't get beaned, all this stuff. But I don't know if you saw the press comment, but what are your impressions right now after everything you've heard the last 48 hours of the Astros and Major League Baseball in general?
Yeah, did not see the press conference, but struggling hard, obviously, for them to recoup their brand. And you can't do it with one owner's press conference. I don't care how good he is. Point is that, you know, the spin is cheating's gone on for as long as we remember. The technology just allows it better. We're sorry. We're moving on. We're cleaning house. We can't do this anymore. We got to protect our fans. We got to protect our franchise. So that's, and any other spin is unacceptable. You know, you kind of need to be quiet, need to go on. I can't wait, by the way. You got to come down to see it. You know, you got the Nationals and the Astros both training in the same complex down here, and they'll play each other. And it'll be interesting to see how they relate, not just during the spring training games here, but, you know, pitchers and catchers as they get to camp. It'll be kind of an interesting moment there.
Well, it's definitely interesting. Rick, thank you for coming on. I wish you and your missus a happy Valentine's Day, even though you're half a world
and
apart.
And by the way, thank you very much, you and yours, and tell Beasley that I can't wait for the final Duke-North Carolina game this year when they bestow yet another licking on the hapless Tar Heels.
Yeah.
It was a one-point game.
No.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But they obviously took it very lightly, and now the game will be in Cameron, and it'll be Duke by 22.
Rick, earlier today, Chris was looking up NIT rules to see if sub-500 teams could get in. That's where he's at right now with this program.
That's a true story.
They may only be able to field four healthy guys, by the way. You ought to look up those rules.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Rick, have a great week, man. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, man, bye.
All right, Rick Horror, our sports business guru.
Now, I got a great tease for you when we come back, unless you want me to talk about it. We got time?
I was going to roll into some of these fake apologies. I thought people were in work today. I think they would love to hear Jim Crane weaseling out of an answer today.
We can do that, but just quickly, head coach Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers remains non-committal regarding Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Said it today.
Yeah, I've heard him say that a couple times.
Really, nothing has changed. What's door number two? You know, can we make the one we have better? All those things that you go through right now. You're just sitting there waiting to see if there's something available. Is he a better option? So they are going to, I'm telling you, they will kick the tires hard. I believe they will with Tom Brady.
Well, and I
or maybe Drew Brees.
Well, I will tell you the second one, I really think, and I wouldn't advise it, but I think they're going to kick the tires on Phillip Rivers because there was another story out there, and Jenna actually backed it up today or yesterday
Jenna
on
Lane.
Twitter. Yeah, Jenna Lane. So I think that may be another strong possibility. So we'll see. Let's see. Boston Beans texting in. I listen to you guys on my way home in my car, and when I get home, I'm listening to you guys at home now. Favorite sports radio! ! Thank you.
Thank you.
Boston Beans.
Thanks, Boston
Appreciate
Beans.
That. All right, if you were at work all day today and you didn't get to hear the Astros apology tour, Jim Crane and a couple of other players met in front of the media, did not answer questions, gave a sterile-sounding apology. And then when they were questioned in the locker room afterward by the media, it sounded a little more natural. But I want to play the Jim Crane stuff right now. This is a little bit of the back and forth with Marley Rivera, Chris, if we could play that one, because she challenges him, because well, what are we doing here? Apologizing if you didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen. Here's some of this.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
it could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up. Yeah. Thank you, Dusty.
That's
Thank you, Jim.
PR guy, because I can get everybody out of here. This Good is looking God. Bad. It was looking horrible.
So bad.
Let's play a couple of the other ones. We got like Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, George Springer, Justin Verlander, all apologize. It all sounds very sterile. Here's the Alex Bregman one, if we could play that apology.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
That was not read, by the way. There was no script in front. He was looking out when he did that. It just sounded like a robot.
It was a minute.
No questions. Then other players came in.
Okay, that was 30 seconds. Correa and Bregman.
Yeah. What? Apology. What makes you think that the baseball fan is going to forgive you?
Well, the Astro fans will.
The baseball fan.
They won't.
Ever.
Oh, this will mark them for the rest of their careers. This isn't going away. I personally, when I think of the 2017 World Series, I think, oh, that's the one where the Astros cheated all season long to get it. I think that'll I will always think that.
The same way you think about McGuire and Sosa in 97?
Yeah, but I've always argued that saved baseball. Maybe this saves baseball. Maybe because people are so locked into watching the Astros now.
In a crazy way, Craig, I think that's what I'm saying. I think you're onto something. In a crazy way, it's going to get people to watch.
Just because they loved it, they're going to have a team to root against.
Yep.
They'll have the team to root
against.
This
is the Yankees of the South now.
I can't wait to see the ratings for the Astros games the first couple weeks.
I think they'll be I'm with you. Good. I think they'll be big. And their first game is on ESPN. It's a 7 o'clock ESPN game
day. Really? First two weeks of the season, you can get like every sport does, every cable package. They put them out there for free for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see every game every night for 2 weeks, whether you get they're on national TV
Just
or not.
Just a tease.
Yeah. And at the end of the 2 weeks, my Tigers will be eliminated from playoff contention. I want to play one more. This is Justin Verlander, who, if you go back at the time machine, 2017, he was a late trade acquisition with about 4 or 5 weeks to go in the season. So he shows up. This culture is already full-blown. They're doing it all season long. And Justin Verlander has been a pretty vocal stickler about guys cheating and picking up signs and all that. So here is his comment pretty much saying, kind of just got there, didn't want to rock the boat, probably should have. I'm sorry.
Understood what was happening. I didn't. I wish I had said more. Looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. Like I said, I wish I had said more, and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
That's between myself and my teammates. I'll leave it at that.
Can I ask you guys, do you guys believe him there?
No.
Do you think he said anything to his teammates at the time?
No. I don't think he
How could this happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't we do enough?
Guys, also keep in mind, Justin Verlander had just spent some down years in Detroit, had come in second in the World Series twice, desperate to get his ring, agrees to the late trade, shows up. He's the new guy in the classroom. He's 30 days away from the playoffs, just trying to get his first playoff ring. You think he's going to go, guys, stop it. Don't do that. Let's change it up here.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think he did that. Maybe he said something to a pitching coach.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because they would know about it on their off days. They're in the dugout.
Yes. I agree with Paratrooper. I said this earlier on the show. They've got to win the World Series this year to get out of this nightmare that they're living. I agree with that. Huh?
Put no pressure.
They got to be able to show that they were really good enough in 2017. I mean, if they come out and they don't make the playoffs, you get them, it ain't easy to make the playoffs.
Well, in that division.
Yeah. But if they do.
I mean, apart from the A's, like, nobody's expecting a lot out of the Rangers this year.
The A's will make it. The A's always make it when you don't expect them to.
The A's didn't make it last year. Or did they play in the wild card?
Were they the wild card with Tampa? I thought so. I could be wrong.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right, thanks. Unfortunately.
Thanks for throwing me a bone there. All right. Listen, people, while you're driving home today, right now, listen to us in your car. You know you got auto insurance and
you got home insurance.
And you want to combine them and bundle them and save money. And one company will let you do that. It's Farmers Insurance. Farmers Insurance, there's one office in all of Southwest Florida. It's brand new. Take advantage of it right now. A great deal for you to bundle these. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. He's over there on Burnwood Place Drive in Fort Myers. But I'm going to give you his phone number right now. 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Give him a call, and he'll show him your current policy. And he'll look at it. He'll laugh at it. And go, we could beat this. And it's that simple. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. John's firing up his
comb and grill. It's Lee Bryce.
Yeehaw. I don't have the energy to do any more yeehaws. I mean, you've hit me with every break today, either sad or country, or both. Sometimes you kill two birds with one stone. Back. I'm going to be watching IU and Iowa tonight in an hour and a half.
IU and IU.
Yep.
No.
Are they UI?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're UI.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You never know with those schools. Kentucky, Kansas. Why?
Well, you always know.
KU is Kansas.
You always know Indiana is IU. Everybody else. I mean, Illinois.
Or UK.
And Iowa, they do their
UK
own.
UK is Kentucky. KU is Kansas.
Right. Rock Talk Jayhawk. Yeah. Rock Talk Jayhawk.
Fact. What else is on the TV tonight? Is
it Celtics Clippers? And then,
yeah, that's on TNT.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
At New Orleans.
That is not on TV.
It's not?
No, it's just a single NBA game tonight on TNT.
A single? When does that ever happen?
There's only two NBA games tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. I bet the other one's on NBA TV. Let's see.
Didn't have that on ESPN.
No, it doesn't. It's only on TNT. It's not even
NBA TV will go to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. I'm surprised it's not. They're both on at 8 o'clock. That's why.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Well, you couldn't make. Can you make?
No, you put the Celtics on at 7, and you put the other one on at 9:30. I don't know why they did that. Well, by the way, Oklahoma City is 3-0 this year against New Orleans, although Zion didn't play in any of those games. But I have another little tidbit for you.
Oh, I've got that. You're on my game right now. You're all over my game right now.
Really?
I have my parlay.
Even if
up.
I lose tonight, I'm fine losing this game tonight. Oh, every number in the world is screaming to go with one of these sides.
Yes.
Really?
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to jump in on this action.
Yeah.
Yep.
There are no such things as locks.
No.
Right.
They don't have to win. They just have to cover.
But
yeah.
OKC on the road this year.
Yeah.
It's about as close as you get.
No, OKC as a road underdog, their number against the spread is through the roof. They're awesome. They're the best.
No, on the road. Oklahoma City is 20-5 against the spread.
Spread?
Yeah.
12 in a row covers on the road.
Yes, but you're right. But they're also another stat too to add on that. When they're an underdog on the road against the spread, they're 23-8. Can't go against Lord. Reese is genius. Is that your picture of the day?
Yeah, he sends us some nice pictures at 5 o'clock hour every day. It's nice. It's a Valentine's theme. I'll just leave it at that. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the phone number. So, yeah, a chill night watching some hoops. We got anything going on in the airwaves tonight? Well, Chris is on the phone now. I know we got Spain and Company coming up at 6 o'clock. I'm not sure.
That is an odd thing in the NBA. You don't see that.
No.
About two NBA games starting at 8 o'clock on Thursday when there's always TNT doubleheader. Now, I know
that's a bad schedule.
They had TNT earlier this week as well, but
yeah.
That's just odd.
It is very odd.
I don't understand it.
What's a person to do? Let's go to the phones and speak with our man, Otis. What's up, Otis?
Otis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
You guys... you guys were doing great with the sports earlier, and you were on. I thought it was a real sports show, and then we teed it back into the National Geographic a little bit, and you know. I'm still not sure if bats can see or if they can fly or whatever the hell they do.
Here's what I really want to know. What are you and Mrs. Otis doing for Valentine's Day? You got any big plans?
Well, you know, there's only been once in the last 15 years that I kind of, you know, I get into workaholic mode. There's only once that I forgot and it never goes away. I'm kind of working on, you know, about 3 or 4 years here. I can't even remember. I try to forget.
Yeah.
It was so, so bad. The day I didn't know the date because I've been starting at 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
A lot of concrete to pour this week. But
it happens.
Yeah.
I walked into Publix to get some chicken in Lehigh, and I see all these balloons. I said, wait a minute. Is it Valentine's Day?
Oh, no.
I'm going to do it again. And so the girl at the register says, you got another day. So I call my florist, have him deliver it to her job. She puts it on Facebook.
Oh, no.
I got the same florist for a decade, you know?
Yeah.
They say, yeah, I think we'll go get dinner somewhere. It's been a long time, but not as long as, you know, Sheeman, but I'm about half of what he's. but if you forget, man, it's.
Do you get anything?
And I think I forgot her birthday in the same year.
Lord! But do you get anything for Valentine's Day? Do you get anything for Valentine's Day, Otis?
Hey,
I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll have to see, right?
The goal is just to not get yelled at.
Yeah, that's not the goal.
Well, I used to. The old lady used to be very giving, but now, you know, now she's old. She's at the kids' arts thing.
I just think it's a day that costs a guy at least $100.
$100?
At least. I'm being generous.
It would be nice if it was $100.
Yeah.
Once we went to this horse, we rode a horse downtown Fort Myers around it. Yeah, it was. Whatever. I think we ate somewhere and rode the horse downtown.
I got you.
Yeah, something like one of those crummy romantic movies y'all like. Whatever the people did in one of those weird movies.
Rom-com.
Yeah. I hope your horse wasn't named Rusty like in Seinfeld.
Yeah, really.
I'm not going to, you know, tell her she completes me or any crap like that. I'm not just touchy-feely.
I had you in hello. Yeah,
that surprises me, Otis. You look like a lover.
My wife got me because she had on a zebra miniskirt.
Oh.
that's how she got my attention.
Just leave that out of the card.
That's awesome.
Yes, we held on to the skirt for years.
Yeah.
I'm a construction guy. We're very obnoxious, and all we do is visual.
So yeah.
If it looks good and it's naked once in a while, we'll keep it.
That's a good philosophy.
I should put that on a T-shirt.
That's great.
Yeah.
Put it on your next Valentine's Day card, guys. Honey, you look good. You're naked. I'm keeping you. And, even if it's not the truth.
That is fantastic.
All right, Otis. Now, I wish you luck tomorrow.
All right, Otis.
Good, all right, take care.
I picture Otis in a leopard Speedo on a couch. You know, with his hand up in the air like George Costanza in that scene where Kramer's taking pictures of it and sending it to his wife, along with that saying.
Forrest just texted in, says, last month for our anniversary, I gave my wife diamond earrings. After the dust is cleared, I said, we're good for Valentine's Day, right? I need to know the response.
No, the response is no. You don't
you
get
better a, you be know, good for I Valentine's
would,
Day.
I would agree with Forrest.
You don't get
See,
away.
See, my anniversary was just 2 weeks ago.
My wife's birthday is 8 days after Valentine's Day.
You're jammed on two reasons.
It's a two-for-one.
You've got your anniversary butts up against Christmas, and then her birthday is Valentine's Day. I mean, you are worst-case scenario.
Let's throw a kid's birthday in the middle of all
sure.
that. It's a two-month window where I just spend money.
Your Visa card is just...
God.
My Amex is out of breath.
Yeah.
Plus your own personal supply of shirts.
Just bought myself a new shirt, too. And
XFL?
MLS.
Oh.
No, I got a new Miami, Inter Miami shirt.
Yeah.
and baseball season's starting up, so I got to add to my baseball hat collection.
You get one every year?
I try to buy myself a couple.
A couple.
A couple every year. Year, yeah.
Because the Marlins change their logos every year?
Well, it's turned into that. And also, like, there are certain teams that I'll end up buying their hat. Like, this happened to me with the Cubs. I had a Cubs hat for a long time.
Why?
I just like the Cubs hat. I don't know. I bought a baseball hat. I like the Cubs hat.
Okay.
And then it got to the point where I didn't really like the Cubs anymore because they got good and they were no longer the lovable losers. So I had to throw that hat away.
Literally threw it away?
Threw it away. So I'm done with this hat.
Wow.
It's happened to me with the Cubs. It's happened to me with the Nationals.
Oh. Could you buy a Detroit Tigers hat, please, with your streak?
I can't because I go on color, right? And I have a dark blue hat. Oh. It's the solid dark blue Atlanta Braves hat, which is probably my favorite MLB hat. It fits a lot better than the Miami Marlins hat. Yeah. But I got a 1950s Oakland Athletics hat.
You wore that the other day. I thought
it's in the mail.
Oh,
I'm excited for it.
Say that again. 1950s Oakland A's?
Or I guess they'd be the Philadelphia A's at that point, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, this is a sweet hat too. I'm excited for it.
Cinder Block says, this is girl Tex-Mex says, yep, baby. My man Otis said, you had me at zebra miniskirt. LOL.
Yep. Chemistry says, Valentine's Day is over after 12 years of marriage. Wife hates it when I spend money stupidly. Nice.
He said nice, not me. 6'3" says, my wife gets mad that I do more for our daughter on Valentine's Day than I do for her.
Oh, I think that's very nice.
I'm guilty of that.
I think that's very nice. I think that you guys are 100% in the clear on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My wife tried to get onto me the other night. She's like, why don't you want to come hang out with me? I was like,
when?
Listen, I'm laying down and I'm watching the movie Brave with Everett right now.
Yeah.
And if your feelings are hurt, that's too bad.
Kid comes first.
Sorry.
This is where she's going to say, well, I want another baby. I want to have a girl, somebody that can hang out with me.
No, that's not happening.
And then somebody you could spoil.
How does everything come back? I'm defending you and all the dads out there who are there to be their daughter's Valentine. You ever do a father-daughter dance?
Twice. Loved it.
Did you cry? Mm. Ooh, you did. Yeah, I would cry. If I did if there were a father-son dance, I would cry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Father-daughter dances are very special.
Father-son dance?
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to paint a picture.
He's just trying to keep up.
Right.
I mean, because he doesn't have a daughter.
I wish I had a
daughter.
Daughter
is missing.
I wish I had a daughter to do a father-daughter dance.
Did you just hear that? Mark the tape. Sam.
Sam.
Sam. He said yes. We broke him. You can have a girl.
Reverse
now.
That thing.
Reverse
actually,
the vasectomy.
You guys, you know, a big reason that I don't want to have another kid
is
more time for golf.
Oh, please.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of golf, join me Saturday, noon to 2, at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers, formerly Lumpy's Golf, for their grand opening sale. Listen to this, kids. 50% trade and bonus towards new tailor-made sim clubs, Callaway Maverick clubs, or the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 40% off select apparel. Up to 20% off shoes. $3 off any box of balls in stock, and $2 off any glove in stock. There'll be complimentary food as well provided by Firehouse Subs. So join me Saturday from noon to 2 at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Scheman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Nothing pairs better than their made-from-scratch menu with an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Check it out. Get some great food, great drinks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Let's see here. On this date in 1923, the first black pro basketball team, the Renaissance, organizes. 1923.
Mm.
1971. Vice President Spiro Agnew hits 2 tee shots into a crowd and injuring 2 people.
Who?
Playing golf.
Spiro Agnew. Vice President under Nixon.
Really?
Made an appearance one time, too, on Monday Night Football.
He left.
No clue.
He resigned. Then Gerald Ford stepped in.
Oh, okay.
And then
he took over after the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
At the hotel.
Had 2 pretty decent falls, too, down the steps of Air Force One. One of them.
Deep throat, right?
No. Well, that was during Nixon, but he wasn't deep throat. No. He wasn't. He was the vice president.
Happy birthday, Randy Moss.
There was a rumor that Deep Throat lived in Cape Coral for a while.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that to be true.
Did we ever find out the identity? Was it like G. Gordon Liddy or
no? G. Gordon Liddy wasn't. No, he was on the staff. G.
Well,
Gordon
I know that, but somebody. My question was, did we ever find out who it was, historically speaking?
I'm afraid to Google that here.
No. Yeah, don't. That's probably going to come up as black for numerous reasons. Peter Gabriel, happy birthday.
Great singer.
Mike Krzyzewski, 1947.
Overrated.
Eddie Robinson was born in this day in 1919. Great college football coach. Grambling.
Not overrated.
408 wins.
Made for TV movie once where Bruce Jenner starred as the white backup quarterback in that movie. It was a horrific movie.
Was Bruce Jenner a guy or a girl in
that
movie?
He was a guy back then. It was just one of the worst movies ever.
All right. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Kansas City Chiefs starting corner Rashad Breeland says he's all in on Super Bowl celebration at the White House. Quote, why would I not go? It's an experience that everybody, every kid would want to go.
Great
so
philosophy.
So we know that the White
great
House.
Philosophy. Great
yes,
philosophy.
Yes, and it is a great philosophy. So refreshing. Right. Goes, I want to go see what the White House is like.
All right, keep it pithy. I need your picks. We're out of time.
And my parlay of the night, Celtics -2, Oklahoma City +4. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Promise you, you're getting this one.
I'll hop on the back half of that one. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City +4, 20-5 against the spread on the road this year, 3-0 against the spread against the Pelicans this year.
Very good. All right, that'll do it. No play-by-play tonight, right, Chris?
Just nothing, just a company, bunch of people talking.
Bunch of people yapping. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. We'll be back. And pigskin picks for XFL. For Chris. Chris, you waving me on or not? All right, for Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Good night,
bye.
Southwest Florida, and God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.